Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And again, I want to remind you that the year of mercy, God's mercy is forever, but the year where there are special graces, where Pope Francis has put aside a year to really experience the mercy of God, that year will end November 20th. So you want, right now, you want to make sure that you have received all the graces that this year of mercy holds for you. If you've never gone through the door of mercy, please call your diocese. If you don't know, find out where that door is. It's a symbolic action, but it's an action that God blesses, and it's had a tremendous history. It's not some kind of ritual that's miraculous, but it has a tremendous history to it. Walk through the holy door, and in walking through, give up your sins, turn away, repent, so that we all begin afresh together as the old church year will end and the new liturgical year will begin. This is the time, so please take advantage of all the grace that God in a particular way holds out to us. The first reading for today is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. And then 14 to 22. I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, to the angel of the church in Sardis, write this: the one who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this: I know your works, that you have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. How many of us is that true? Our souls are dead. We may be walking around, we may be carrying on normal activity, but we're dead. God wants to bring to life what is death. He wants to have mercy. The book of Revelation goes on to say, be watchful and strengthen what is left, which is going to die, for I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. Remember then how you accepted and heard. Keep it and repent. Remember then, when you were a young Catholic, when you were in love with God and with your faith, remember then how you accepted and heard. Keep it and repent. If you are not watchful, I will come like a thief, and you will never know at what hour I will come upon you. However, you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments. They will walk with me dressed in white, because they are worthy. The victor will thus be dressed in white, and I will never erase his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name in the presence of my Father and of his angels. Whoever has ears ought to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea, write this: the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the source of God's creation, says this: I know your works. I know that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Whoa! You don't want that said to you. For you say, I am rich. I am affluent. I have no need of anything. I have degrees. I have power. I have prestige. I have titles. I have honor. And yet you do not realize that you are actually wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Look at that. What does God see compared to what we see in the world? God sees the heart. And God knows that no matter what's going on in the outside, you may have tremendous honors and you may have abject poverty. But in both cases, what's going on in your heart is what determines where you end up. So don't rely on what the world says is of value. Rely on what God says is of value. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white garments to put on. That's repentance from sin. So that your shameful nakedness may not be exposed, and by ointment to smear on your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and chastise. Those whom I love, I correct. Those whom I love, I call to give me more. Why? Because he has so much for us. He has so much to give us. Those whom I love, I reprove and chastise. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. That's the key to open the door to the kingdom of heaven, repentance. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will enter his house and dine with him and he with me. In other words, I'll bring you into close relationship with me. You become part of my family, my life, those I love. I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself first won the victory and sit with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears ought to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. As we come to the end of the church year, this is a time to really take stock. Yes, we do it during Lent. Yes, we do it in part during Advent, but really the end of the church year, this is the time to take an inventory and then use Advent to put some new things into practice. God will help you. God does the work of changing our hearts and our minds. We cooperate by externally doing things that will help us to receive and to take in, to make a part of our own lives, his gifts and graces, his mercy. Jesus says, I will seat the victor beside me on my throne. That's incredible. In other words, what we do is we will share his glory. My goodness, brothers and sisters, there's no goal that this world could offer that even begin, it doesn't even come into the same framework of reference as to what God will give us. And this is true. It's not fairy tale. God never lies. His word is true. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, so he had power and he had money. He was seeking to see who Jesus was. He got curious. God will use anything in our lives to bring us to himself. So Zacchaeus was curious, and he could not see him. He wanted to see him, but he could not because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he's a little man, but he's got power and he's got money. He's got position. So people respect him, but he's a little guy. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree. That would not have befit his dignity. He grabs his garments, wraps them around him, and he climbs a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. It was curiosity that was drawing him, but God will use anything. And when he reached the place, Jesus looked up. He must have been the surprise, can't you? Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house. God is always, brothers and sisters, always extending an invitation to us. Always. Always. What does he say? Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house. He wants to enter into a relationship with Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus, he came down quickly, and he received him with joy. And when they saw this, they began to grumble. He's gone to stay at the house of a sinner. But Zacchaeus ignores all that. And he could have been, 5 minutes before that could have been, he didn't want any grief from other people. He didn't want other people discrediting him or speaking against him. He would have done something about it. But Zacchaeus stood there and said, Lord, behold, half of my possessions I shall give to the poor. Half of what I have I give away. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over. Look at that. He wasn't just going to make up for what he had done. He was going to lavish it upon the people he had offended. Look at that. Immediate change. Why? Because he encountered the person of Jesus. And it is through the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters, that God wants to do that for us. I followed him. I loved him. I served him for many years. But in a time of great difficulty in my own life, when Jesus came to me, and when Jesus revealed himself to me, it changed my whole life in the most remarkable way. It was alive. He was alive. And he was with me. That's what Zacchaeus is experiencing here. He's experiencing the mercy of God. So did I. I experienced God's mercy at a very dark and difficult time in my life when I doubted that God existed because of the pain. And God came to me and revealed himself to me and changed my life forever. That was many years ago. God is always inviting. God is always extending himself. God is always reaching out. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you, to show you the way. Repent of your sin. Seek to make up for your sin. You really can't make up for your sin, but seek to make recompense if recompense is needed, just as Zacchaeus did. But the most important thing is that Jesus looks at you and me in the midst of our sinfulness, and he invites us into intimate fellowship with him. Why would you settle for anything less? This is real. This is not just some kind of inspirational thought. This is real. Behold, he stands at the door and knocks, but we're the ones that have to open the door to receive him. That's all we have to do. He's knocking on your door, every one of us, all the time. Receive him again and again and again. And he will lead you on a journey that will lead to great peace and even joy. So these people are grumbling. He's gone to stay at the house of a sinner. And these are the holy people of the parish, so to speak. But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over. And Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what is lost, or what was lost. No one ever has to despair. As long as there is life and breath in you, all you have to do is say, Jesus, come into my house. Jesus, come and dwell with me. Jesus, help me in the difficulty I'm facing. Jesus, show me the way. You say that, and Jesus will come into your house, and he will bless you abundantly. God bless you. I have been speaking a great deal recently about faith. I have a booklet entitled Faith More Precious Than Gold that I would like to offer you free if you would call our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. Perhaps it would be a gift that you would like to give this Christmas. I urge you to read Faith More Precious Than Gold.